In the lead up to the NRL season in 2017, we thought we'd chat to some of the key players from the clubs, and we're going to start with the coach of the Newcastle Knights team. His name's Nathan Brown, and he's joining us on the line. G'day, Nathan.
G'day, how are you, pal?
Yeah, I'm very well. I'm very well. More to the point, how are the Newcastle Knights? Very tough season last year, quite obviously. Have you got confidence in 2017 being better than 2016?
Yeah, look, we're very, very positive. We'll make a lot of improvements for a number of reasons. Jimmy, with all the younger players have obviously played a lot of footy, and they played a lot more footy than probably most of us would probably accept. They probably should have played last year, but that was a path went down. So they've had another pre-season, and they're far more they're physically far more ready at this stage of this year than they were last year. And we've also added some players mid-year, which are here with us now that weren't here at the start of last year.
Yeah.
We've got a little bit more experience than what we did have about. And also we've added some Jamie Buer, Rory Cross-Jason and Josh Starling, who are bringing some well-needed leadership to the club as well.
G'day, Brownie.
How you going, mate? All right?
Good, good. How? What did you learn as a coach from last season, mate? It was a tough one, but you know they still showed heart your side. What did you get out of last year that you can take into 2017?
Obviously, not winning and losing for long periods of time is never good. But I was prepared that it was, you know, whether we won one game or four games, I knew it was going to be a long, hard journey last year. So I was quite prepared for it being a tough year. But I learned probably a lot about Newcastle as a place and how much the people of Newcastle actually do support their footy. From an outsider, I always knew the town loved their league, but I probably didn't appreciate how much they love it, and also understand that they are not only supporters, but there's a lot of people around Newcastle that do actually understand a bit about the game as well. They're fans that sort of do understand where the club's at and know what we're trying to do. So knowing that support from the town and learning that was a really great thing for me. From a footy point of view, you know, I think we're, as coaches and players, we constantly learn that, you know, the big thing was we knew it was going to be a hard year, and, you know, thankfully there was a lot of support from, you know, the board level and even the media. You know, I think the media supported the younger players quite well. I thought they looked after the younger players well. So I think the younger guys had a lot of support from, as I said, not only the public, but the board end, and even the media, I thought, gave them a lot of support as well, which was much appreciated.
How is coaching in the NRL now different to when, or if it is, how is it different to when you were coaching St George Illawarra, Nathan?
The biggest change, though, I think, you know, with the introduction of the 20s, probably now is, at this stage, is seen as a far more important competition than a reserve grade. I think that gap between younger players and older players is probably further apart at times for mine. You know, when I first started coaching, our reserve grade was a reasonable competition, and then the 20s probably, you know, being put on TV and a lot of players just going to games. I'm not saying it was necessarily the case in Newcastle, because our 20s last year, because I took all the 20s into first grade, a lot of our younger kids were much were probably a year short of being, should have been playing 20s. They were a similar boat to us, but just watching the way a lot of 20s players carry themselves, you know, I seem to think a lot of kids think making 20s is a big achievement, which it is a big achievement, but back when I played, and, you know, when the game was probably a little different, I don't want to go back in time, but when I was last coaching in the NRL, it was 20s was good, but reserve grade was better, which got you better for first grade. So I thought that was a big change. And truth be told, I think the self-interest in rugby league's grown enormously, not only amongst clubs, but even in administration. If I think, you know, there's a lot of self-interest in the game. I'd like to think that, you know, many, many years ago, there's a lot more people that were probably had more interest in the game itself rather than themselves.
Mm, that's interesting. The biggest story involving the Knights in the off-season, Brownie, is about a player who won't be there next year. Or will he? Will Kalyn Ponga, have you given up on him being released early by the Cowboys for 2017?
Oh, look, obviously, Kalyn's a big talking point, and he's a great and very important signing for the future of our club. And he was, to be honest with you, when we first signed Kalyn, we would have loved to have been able to get him down here. I was never confident North Queensland would let him go, as you know, North Queensland are in a situation where they would fancy themselves as winning a premiership. And whilst Caelan's only young and only started playing first grade last year, I would have thought that he'd be a player that they would see will play, a reasonable amount of games in their squad and help them win games. So, from that point of view, I was never confident they would let him go, but we're just hopeful. And if he did get to come to us, it would have been great. On the other hand, he gets to stay in North Queensland and play with Jonathan Thurston and Matt Scott and these great Queensland players. So, for his development, if he comes to us next year off the back of playing X amount of games with those guys, that's great for us. If he did get to come in this year and play with all the younger guys that he's going to play with for the next 4 or 5, 6, 8, 10 years, that would have been great as well. So it's a bit of a win-win situation for us, and I believe he's training very well up there, which is what we expected.
I'd imagine that wasn't an easy decision, Nathan, for a number of reasons. One, because he had very limited, although, a lot of people knew about Caelan Ponga for a long time, very limited experience in the NRL, 2 games on the wing. It's a lot of money, if you believe what you read, to pay a player and take up a lot of your cap. And, of course, there's the fact that he's an outsider. And Newcastle, invariably, you mentioned the media and the people there, knowledgeable and passionate about their team. The fact that if it does not quite go as expected, there's going to be a bit of heat come on the management. So I'd imagine that all those things were taken into consideration.
Oh, there's a lot of things taken into consideration. And I think I've definitely showed my hand as a coach, and the board showed their hand with all the younger guys, that the local kids that we played last year and that we've re-signed long-term. The reality is to win grand finals, we're not going to ever have 17 kids from Newcastle. That's not going to happen. There's going to be people brought in from the outside. And
sure,
when we bring players in from the outside, we've got to make sure that they're kids that we don't have our own local players that are roughly as good or maybe not quite as good. We've got to make sure we're bringing people in who are going to improve our squad a lot. When you meet Caelan Ponga and his background, he's our Caelan Ponga's at no risk at all of being a good signing. Obviously he's been paid well. His contract, which has been reported, is on the back of him achieving certain things. And if he's achieving those things, he's certainly not going to be getting overpaid to get it. But he's going to be an outstanding talent. And look, whether he becomes a really good first grade player or a top line player, the only time will tell. But he'll be a signing that the Knights will remember for many years. I'm very confident of that.
One player who is Newcastle-born and bred, or Singleton-born and bred, Newcastle-raised, Jared Mullen. He's got an interesting season ahead. He's been dogged by injuries. He's had a lot of pressure on him, Brownie, obviously, for a long time as the bloke who came in after Joey. I remember being in Newcastle when Joey announced his retirement that day, and within about a day, all the focus went to Jared. What are you expecting from him this season?
Mullo's doing a bit of training. A lot of people obviously know he played a bit of hooker at the back end of last year, played that one last game there, and he actually got highest player against the Dragons. So Mullo's floating a bit between the halves and hooker, and he's had a very, very bad run with injury the past 4 years, which is unfortunate. He's actually a kid who's training and his rehab of his injuries. He's a very, very good trainer. He loves training. His dedication's very, very good. So he always gives himself his best chance to play, and as a coach and a fan, I think that's all we can expect of our players. We'd like to obviously hope that Jared's body can allow him to play some consecutive games would be really, really nice. But and what positions he plays, probably a bit of the development of some of our younger halves will play a little bit of in that, and obviously the well-being of players as well will play a little bit of a part of it. But
sure,
we're definitely with our squad this year. We're definitely looking to alleviate the pressure of Jared being a main player for numbers of reasons. One is I think it'll help his game a little bit. But two, a player that's missed so much footy over 4 years, if he's the sort of heartbeat of your team and he's in and out of the team like due to injury, it doesn't allow you to get any consistency as well. So I think at times Jared's probably, I think he'd probably admit himself, he's probably had a lot of extra pressure put on him when he probably didn't quite need it. So hopefully over my time as coach here, hopefully we can make Jared's role a little less pressure on him and make it a little easier for him, and that'll help him flourish a little.
And, Brownie, obviously there's pressure on all coaches, but given what happened last season, I know you got the 3-year deal. Do you have conversations with the power brokers at Newcastle and talk about their expectations for this year, achievements that you have to make? Otherwise, they have to start looking in a new direction. I know it's You know, it's tough to talk about that, but that's the lot of a first grade coach.
That's life as a coach. You know, the job at the Knights is probably very, very different to most other in the NRL at the moment, where, you know, we're starting from, you know, as I said before, you know, not looking to buy myself any time. The reality was we were actually starting again, you know, from the whole base starting point, and, you know, we've got to stick to the plan we've got. You know, there's not really any point in looking to any short-term fixes, because that's not going to help the long-term goal. So my goal's always been to put a team in place and build a team in place that can deliver long-term success and some sustained success, not a team that may make the playoffs in 12 months and finished eighth and then the next year run 14th again.
Yeah.
I've got no desire to do that, and what unfolds over time will unfold, but I'm very positive that over the course of the journey, the Knights will again have a football team that can play finals football consistently. And when you get to play finals consistently, that's when you can start to worry about trying to win a grand final again.
Yeah, absolutely. I know there's a lot of people who will be keen for the Knights to do well this year, Nathan. We appreciate your time this morning, and good luck for season 2017.
Thanks, guys.
Nathan Brown there, coach of the Newcastle Knights. They got their first game there against the Warriors over the ditch. And the Warriors, $1.16 at tab.com.au, and the Newcastle side, $5.25 outsiders.